Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigger please.
Wigger please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Yes, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is higgity here. Brand new museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from New Orleans. And the question of the day is, has anyone ever eaten that gator, that alligator? Because I'm looking to eat some of that gator when I am in New Orleans. Are you judging me? Am I crazy? Or am I crazy for not having eaten gator at 52 years of age? Plus, two fantastic documentaries that I am watching, I review, and I break down for you. Plus, we got the championship games. It's Championship Sunday. We got my homeboy versus Joey Burrow. We got Brock Purdy versus Jalen Hurts. I'm making predictions, and my predictions count. The Juru is here to tell you who's going to Super Bowl 57. All that and more in a fantastic, hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now from New Orleans. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Yes, start this puppy off with something real loud. Yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something really jazzy and really funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yiggity, yes. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the ziggity zone of disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. The Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta. And the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from New Orleans, New Orleans. You might hear the sounds of my wife stomping around in our suite. We are in a ridiculously humbling New Orleans hotel suite. It's not even it's like an apartment. It's like kind of like a studio apartment. It's ridiculous. Anyway, hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. Hope everybody is feeling really sane. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be. I am in the place to be, and I will be in Phoenix next week, the 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th. I'm going to be in Phoenix the 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th. Come see me Thursday, February 2nd at CB Live. And then Friday, February 3rd, and Saturday, February 4th, I will be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix. The 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I will be in Phoenix. CB Live and Stand Up Live. Tickets are available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com. MichaelRappaportComedyDiggity.com. Had a great time the last time I performed in Phoenix. Dope crowds, dope clubs. So come see me next weekend in Phoenix. I had to reschedule my Denver shows. My Denver shows are now taking place in June. All tickets, all information is available for all the shows. I'm going to be in Milwaukee in March. I am going to be in Cleveland in March. I am going to be in Indianapolis in March. All tickets, all information is available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com. And then I'm doing shows in April and blah, 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 bliggity, blah. But welcome to the place to be, world's most disruptive podcast. And like I said, I am in New Orleans and I really am enjoying this city. A little colder than I imagined, but you know, I got that cashmere. You get yourself a nice piece of cashmere, a cashmere hoodie. You're layered up real nice and real proper with that nice piece of cashmere. Of course, King of Cashmere in the place to be. What I've been doing since I've been in New Orleans, and if you've never seen it, whether you're in New Orleans or not, this is the second time I've watched it all the way through. I'm not done with it. I'm watching the Ken Burns jazz documentary, which you could watch on PBS.org or Amazon Prime. It's Ken Burns Jazz. I believe it's 10 parts or 8 parts. It's excellent. You know, I talk a lot about my hip-hop on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I haven't spoken much about jazz recently, but jazz has been a part of my life. Hip-hop got me into jazz, honestly. The hip-hop references from jazz, whether it was De La Soul, of course, Tribe Called Quest, We Got the Jazz, We Got the Jazz, Mo Better Blues, the movie Mo Better Blues. But hip-hop definitely got me into jazz, and I never, ever stopped listening to jazz music. I love it. I love it so much. It's so emotional. It's so relaxing. It's so calming, and it's so unique. It's such a unique kind of music, and watching this documentary, the Ken Burns jazz documentary, learning so much, not just about the history of the music, the history of this country, the history of New Orleans, the history of music in general, the history of how music was spread out across the country, dancing, and of course the players, the characters, the musicians themselves. It's so good. So thoroughly done, so uniquely done, so cleanly done as a filmmaker. Ken Burns is just a fucking incredible filmmaker. And the patience and the just the way he tells a story, and it's so inspiring. It's so good. And you know, learning about Louis Armstrong and how he came up, and guys like Bix Beiderbecke and Sidney Bechet, who, you know, just the personalities and the struggle and the, I mean, people were so oppressed. Black people were so fucking oppressed at the beginning of this century. And for some of these personalities to do what they did, and a lot of them had no musical training. Like, Louis Armstrong had no... He didn't go to jazz school. He didn't go to... Well, first of all, there was no jazz school because him and other people invented this shit. You know, jazz is the precursor to hip-hop. It was invented out of thin air. It's wild. You know, of course, jazz, you know, came from the blues, and then, you know, jazz inspired different forms of jazz and the bebop and the swing, and then, of course, the rock and roll. But when you think about it and how incredible that influence is, and it's wild, and that documentary really articulates it, and, you know, Louis Armstrong in particular, and just all those characters, like I said, you know, Sidney Bechet, who's a jazz saxophonist and clarinetist, you know, was like this rambunctious fucking, you know, thug getting into... There's a great story in the Ken Burns documentary about Sidney Bechet, who was just, you know, a troublemaker. You know, he was not taking any shit from anybody, and he, you know, wound up in Paris early. This is in the 1920s. And the reason why jazz took off in Paris is because during World War I, some of the musicians that were in the band for the United States would break off into sort of jazz renditions of songs, and it took off in Paris, which I just thought was really fucking interesting. And, you know, there were no black people in Paris. And they talk about, you know, white people coming up to them and rubbing their skin, thinking it was like some sort of makeup, which is darkly, wildly fucking bugged out. But Sidney Bechet, you know, was getting kicked out of this band and kicked out of that band. And he went to Paris and he was rehearsing in a band over there. And he got into an argument over a music chord and the way a note was being played. And he challenged the guy to a duel. Not a fight, not a sword fight. He said, meet me at 4:30 in this square in Paris. Not 2:30 in the morning. Not let's go in the back room and fight. And the dude that he said, come meet me at the square at 4:30 p.m., which would basically be like 42nd Street or 34th Street in New York City, or like, you know, Melrose and La Cienega in Los Angeles. He met him, and Sidney Bechet pulls out a gun, shoots him, and shoots two innocent people in the leg. And they kept him in jail for 10 months. And they let him out if he promised and agreed to never come back to Paris. Like, these are just bugged out personalities. And just Louis Armstrong and learning about him and the way he grew up and such fucking poverty and changed the world. Louis Armstrong, literally, his music changed the world. The way he played the cornet changed the fucking world. And then I also started watching another jazz documentary by Sasha Jenkins, who directed the Wu-Tang documentary. He's got a dope documentary, which somebody told me about here in New Orleans that just came out, and I heard about it being made, but I didn't know it came out. It came out in October, called Black and Blues. Black and Blues, and it's all about Louis Armstrong. And it really debunks some of the inaccuracies that people had about Louis Armstrong being, you know, an Uncle Tom or a coon. And the way the documentary is told is Louis Armstrong would audio tape conversations that he was having with friends and with his wife. And you really get another look into his psyche and his point of view. And it's ridiculously done. And Nas Escobar, Nas the rapper, he reads some of Louis Armstrong's writings. And so it's Nas speaking as Louis Armstrong. It's really fucking dope. It's a dope documentary. I just saw it. I watched it on Apple Music. Obviously, you have to rent it. It's well worth it. It's interesting. It's fascinating. And like I said, I just fucking love jazz. I love jazz music. I love the history of the music and the culture and just what it inspired. And one other thing about the Ken Burns documentary that was really excellent and interesting is these dance crazes. the foxtrot and these other dance crazes that would come along in the 20s and sweep the nation. And all this was done by black artists. But there, you know, there were some very legitimate white jazz musicians, because the music wasn't being, it wasn't formed. It was literally like hip hop. It was like hip hop in terms of it was forming and finding its identity and growing and cultivating day after day, week after week, musician after musician, record after record. But these dance crazes, like everybody knows the foxtrot, you know, the term the foxtrot, and that it was a dance, and it was a dance craze that swept the fucking nation. And it made me think of today with these TikTok dances. People love to dance. They always have. They love to learn dances. They love to dance with friends, whether they're good at dancing, whether they're not good at dancing, whether it's the Harlem Shake, whether it's the WAP, whether it's the bus stop, whether it's the hustle, whether it's disco dancing, whether it's that insane, what is that fucking mosh pit dancing? People love to dance, and they always have, and they always will. And you think about like these TikTok dances that we deem as stupid and dumb, and people, it'll never stop, because it's like a natural, it's a natural form of expression. It's a natural movement to want to dance. And I understand why people go crazy over these TikTok dances now, because they've always gone crazy over dances. They just weren't videotaping it in their kitchens and bathrooms. So I highly recommend taking the time and watching the Ken Burns documentary, Jazz. Like I said, it's on PBS.org or Amazon. And you could roll that right into an excellent Louis Armstrong documentary called Black and Blues, which is just fucking really well done. And they're both great. And I think that everybody should watch them, and everybody will enjoy them. And you'll get an insight on things from the past that are truly, that have truly affected and inspired everything that's going on now. So that's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Michael Rappaport Film Documentaries of the Week. Boom. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
So we have decided collectively, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Think Tank and you guys, I got a lot of responses from the last podcast. Fantastic episode. Oh my God. Like a goddamn comedy album. Literally. The last I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with the Young Shooter, we brought up the Alec Baldwin episode. And me and the Young Shooter, Deuce Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, we were going back and forth discussing whether or not we should release, when we should release the Alec Baldwin episode, which, like I said, is excellent. It's so fucking good. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. But we're dropping it. We are dropping the Alec Baldwin episode next week, next Thursday, on February 2nd. February 2nd, the day that I am in Phoenix. We are dropping the Alec Baldwin episode. I'm going to give a little precursor to when it was released and then drop that motherfucker because it's just too damn good. I asked a lot of people too. I asked a lot of friends of mine and they all said, as long as you just explain when you recorded it, not make a big deal of it, just articulate when it was recorded, you're good to go. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm really going to start trying to focus on trying to get more actors on the podcast in the same vein of this Alec Baldwin episode, which is just really excellent. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it and can't wait for you guys to see it on YouTube. And you should check out some of the podcasts that we've put up on YouTube at Michael Rappaport. They're dope. It's three-dimensional. So I appreciate everybody's thoughts. Some of you said, don't put it out. The majority of you said, do put it out. Some of you said, wait. But the majority of you said, drop that bitch like it's scorching hot. And that's what we are going to do. Because I know my intentions. I am not an exploitive exploiter. I've never been exploitive or an exploiter. And I should be a little bit more exploiting and exploitive. Not that this episode is, but, you know, I see a lot of shady shit. Motherfuckers be really out there doing funny styles. And I've, you know, kept it. I've kept it G. Huh. I've kept it real G. And I'm proud of this episode. And like I said, I know where my head's at with the episode. We're dropping that puppy next week. And then we got the fucking playoffs are coming to town. The playoffs are happening. The championship games. This is going to define how it all comes to play. It all comes down to four teams. The Kansas City Chiefs, Cincinnati Bengals, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Philadelphia Eagles. The winner of each game heads to the Super Bowl in Arizona, which I am guessing, because I don't know if you've seen this, there's DeMar Hamlin conspiracy theories out there. And I can understand why people might be going, what's going on? Because DeMar Hamlin, who we all know, suffered cardiac arrest on the field and had a great recovery, thank God. And then he showed up at the game, the division game last week in Buffalo, and people were saying, why is he covering his face? Why is he not talking? Why is he being whisked around, hidden by security? And then there was all, of course, these crazy theories of this, that, and the third. Personally, I think DeMar Hamlin, this is just my prediction, DeMar Hamlin will have a huge interview on Super Bowl Sunday. And that will be the first time we hear from him. That will be the first time he tells his story. And then all the conspiracy theorists will be debunked. Although they'll say he's CGI'd. They'll say it's an alien. They'll say anything. They say it all at this point. They say it all, and they have, quite frankly, they've said it all. But that is my guesstimation, is that DeMar Hamlin will give a interview on Super Bowl Sunday at the pregame of Super Bowl. Of course, halftime will be with my love, Mia Moore, Riri, Rihanna. Bad a Girl is performing at halftime of the NFL games, at halftime of the Super Bowl Sunday game in Phoenix, Arizona. And I can't wait. They got it right with Riri. Oh, yeah. They got it real right with Riri. Everybody loves Riri. So I can't wait to see her doing all of the hits. Pour it up, that's a ball out. Anyway, this week, it's four teams. The Chiefs, the Bengals, the 49ers, the Eagles. The biggest surprise, Joey Ball game and the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Cool, my fantasy football quarterback in my money league. And I'll be honest, full transparency, I was ready to rant on him after the first 2 weeks. I didn't. Cooler heads prevailed. But he was looking like shit because his offensive line was looking like shit. But he pulled it together despite absences throughout the seasons from Jamar Chase, smoking Joe Mixon and T. Higgins. And the Bengals have not lost a game since week 8 in Cleveland. They've won 12 of their last 13 games, including 10 in a row. The Bengals are dangerous and could head back to their second straight Super Bowl. Do not forget, they probably drive and win the Lombardi if Aaron Donald didn't make the play of his life. Aaron Donald, the Super Bowl MVP last year, played great, and he made that big fucking play. Then we got the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, boy. He's not just my Mahomes, boy. No. He's your Mahomes, boy. But Patty Mahomes, boy, has got that high ankle sprain and looked like a grandpa who was late to bingo. Looking like shit running around last Sunday. It's usually a 4 to 6 week injury. But if he's limited at all, the Chiefs are in trouble. I'm sure he's been on that LeBron James, that hyperbolic chamber, all week long. I'm sure he's been soaking that puppy in ice and soaking that puppy in rice. It's going to be loud in KC, and they're going to have to rely on their run game and their defensive pass rush more than ever. But they've lost 3 straight to the Bengals. Joe Cool, Joey Burrows, Joey Ballgame. It's going to be a battle. I picked Cincinnati and Kansas City last week, so my pick, they hold a lot of power, people. They hold a lot of power, and this week I got the Bengals going back to the bowl. Oh, yeah, you fuck. Then we got the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you remember when Warren Sapp was on this podcast earlier, in early October, I asked him if Philly could go undefeated if Hurts doesn't get hurt. And they have only had 1 loss since. The Eagles are the real deal. And trust me, it kills me to say it. I can't stand these motherfuckers. They sugar-dicked. They blasted my Giants on Saturday and ruined my perfect prediction record. Philadelphia depends on its running game to set up the passing game. And San Fran, and running through San Francisco is like trying to run through a brick wall. Hurts has his work cut out for him. I don't like Philadelphia, but I will give them credit. Brown, Smith, Goddard are going to have their chances. Since the San Francisco secondary is slightly their only weakness, the 49ers, the legend of Brock Purdy heads to Philadelphia. He's won 8 games in a row. That ain't no fucking easy feat. 8 games in a row. The Niners have won 12 games in a row. There's some magic with this kid, Brock Purdy. The only thing that's scary is that this is only his 3rd career road start. They definitely held Purdy back against the Cowboys, and the Eagles also have an excellent defense, so it's going to be a war. We got my guys, CMC, McCaffrey, True, Deebo, Samuels, and George the Animal, Kittle, they all need monster games along with Ayuk. My pick is important to the outcome because I got the hot hand. That's a fact. That's a fact. So when I make this pick, I throw a little bit of that dingo dust in the air. My head says the Eagles, but my heart says the Niners. I'm riding with the 49ers. You like that, you funk? The 49ers ain't the New York Giants, you fuck. There, I said it. My favorite's Joey Burrow versus the good Christian and Deebo Samuels in Super Bowl 57. The Juru, oh yeah. That's me. The Juru has spoken. I got Joey Burrow going against Brock Purdy, CMC, and Deebo Samuels in Phoenix, Super Bowl 57. I am the motherfucking Jizzy Juru. And finally, I want to hear your opinions on this. So, yes, for the most part, I'm a vegetarian. For the most part, I should be a vegetarian. Okay? But I am in New Orleans. And when you are in a specific city, I feel like it's appropriate to do city-like things. So I'm in New Orleans. There's a great follow on TikTok. This guy's a character. And he cooks exotic meats, exotic foods, rabbit, that deer. He's from the bayou, got the accent, the whole deal. And I remember a few months ago, he posted himself cooking up some of that gator, that alligator. And he wasn't just doing it. He did a full gator. He wrapped that puppy up in bacon. He seasoned that puppy and he put that puppy on the grill. And now that I'm in New Orleans, I am obsessed with trying to get myself some of that gator, that good gator, some of that alligator. And I don't want alligator po' boy. I don't want alligator soup. I want straight up alligator, motherfucker. So if anybody knows somebody that really throws down with that gator, that good gator, let me know. I spoke to my man Chris, who's like a farmer. He's a chef also. He said, yo, we could go hunt the gator. I said, I'm down with all of it. I'm with all of it. As long as you kill the motherfucker and you handle the motherfucker, I'm down with all of it. Because as much as I want to eat a gator, you don't want me hunting. You don't want me handling a bow and arrow or a knife. You want me in the boat talking shit from the sidelines. But when it comes to eating that motherfucker, I will eat that motherfucker. You cook that motherfucker up real nice and real proper, I will eat that motherfucker. And I'll chew through the bones. I don't know if anybody's ever seen me eat. I don't play when I eat. You give me some chicken, you give me some steak, I gnaw through the bones. I go to the marrow. Has anybody listening to the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast ever eaten gator, straight gator? Like I said, not gator po' boy, not gator soup, straight up gator. And what does it taste like? Because I'm ready to eat some motherfucking gator while I am in New Orleans. Let me know. And if you know somebody or know a restaurant that's really about that gator life, also let me know. DM me, email us, IronRapportPodcast@gmail.com. Anyway, tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast. Oh, yeah. And like I said, the second, third, and fourth, Phoenix, bitch. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapportcomedy.com. Come see me live in Phoenix. Next week, we're dropping the Alec Baldwin fully fantastic interview. You know where to find me. You know where to find the Dust Brothers. Came, saw, disrupted, yiggity. Came, saw, disrupted, Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice, yes. Take me at it with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, because we're doing this one from New Orleans, take me at it with something really, really jazzy and really, really funky. I am Rapport Stereo Pox. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.